Chapter 6. The handcuffed travelers rose to their feet. Easton had the same slow smile on his face. "I can't deny a request for tobacco," he said lightly. "It's the only friend of this unfortunate man. Goodbye, Miss Fairchild. Duty calls, you know." He held out his hand for a farewell. She gathered herself resignedly. "It's too bad you are not going east," she said. "But you must go on to Leavenworth, I suppose." "Yes," said Easton, "I must go on to Leavenworth." The two men walked down the aisle into the smoking car.